Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Yeah. You angry today or no?
Huh?
You started the show yesterday. You were so angry you wanted to talk about everything in the first 5 minutes because you're so ripped up.
Look, I'm perpetually in an agitated state. You know that, all right? Mm. I'm not supposed to be on this planet. There's a terrible mistake. I've known this since I was 5 years old, okay? Since I was 5 years old, I said, I shouldn't be here. Something went wrong.
Where should you be?
I don't know. Maybe there is no home for me, but it's not here. So I know I'm the victim of some massive practical joke, and I'm just waiting for the payoff. So,
that's interesting.
Sure. I'm probably... No.
So one day they're going to come in and explain to you, you have been the subject of a experiment and a practical joke, and
Kind of like Jim Carrey in The Truman Show. Remember?
Yeah. Right. Secretly being like a reality show that everybody's enjoying right now.
Yeah. I'm. In fact, I almost cried when I saw that movie. I said, that's it. That's what's going on here.
Wow.
People are watching. And you know what? They're waiting for me to blow. That's what they're waiting for.
Deborah, he couldn't get in the door today.
What do you mean?
He couldn't get into the station.
What you forgot your key card again?
No. Here's what I think happened.
Ridiculous Magoo story.
I've lost several of these stupid key cards, right? I don't know what happened, just doors, right? You just turn the knob and you go in, all right?
We need security.
Security from what? We don't even have anybody working here anymore.
Strangers.
Strangers.
Run the hallways. I used to run into people every now and then. How'd you get in here? I don't know. You can?
Well, there's nobody here to kidnap anymore.
Right.
So I think I keep them in my pants and they get lost in the laundry. Something happens like that. I reached into my compartment to pull out the key card to get into the garage, and it wouldn't work, and it wouldn't work. And finally, the parking lot attendant, she had to come over and manually get the gate up. Then I get to the elevator. I can't get on the elevator to the floor, and it's like a whole thing. And then I suddenly realize I have an old key card that I thought had disappeared on me. But I think my wife or maybe our cleaning lady found it and threw it in my car, so I grabbed it. And I'm assuming the working key card is in my car, too, but I don't know. So I couldn't get, you know, you need to,
yes, to, I know,
that stupid card at least three places.
This is what he faces every day, the challenges of.
It's just so aggravating. I just wish I could open a front door.
You think
and
Biden
walk
belongs in the home?
I am not. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in this world. I don't know what to do.
Well, Deborah, can we take care of that?
What do you do?
Ken, we'd end up in jail.
There are ways to do it secretly, quietly.
I'll sign a waiver. It wasn't their fault.
Well, it's not going to take long to turn the microphone on the other one now, Deborah Mark.
What now?
You've had 24 hours to consider.
God. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The lantern fly. What are we going to do to save it?
We are not going to eradicate the lantern fly.
Oh, my God.
All right. If people are just not on this story, there is a terribly invasive species. It is an insect called the lantern fly. It is gobbling up crops. And it came from China a few years back, and
they found
it now in New York City. So another story. John, they're finding it in Central Park.
Yeah.
Lantern flies.
I bet you it came out of that Wuhan biological weapons lab.
Fauci did it.
This was their second product that they released.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Fauci said,
go, lantern fly, go to U.S.
Destroy
they're
all their
They're sitting there
crops.
Shooing it across the ocean. Go!
That's right. So all those Americans can starve.
Yeah, but I was trying to think, wouldn't we across the Pacific, it would get us first, but apparently it's hitting the Northeast, and there is an ambitious campaign for people to kill the lantern fly. Squash it is the campaign. It's being organized in many states by many organizations, and we posed this question to Deborah Mark yesterday, and she felt like she couldn't deal with it. I have to go do my research. So we've given you 24 hours. What is the solution not to kill the lantern? And I was thinking about this today as I came face to face with a cockroach.
And what did you do?
I had a conversation with it.
Oh, yeah? And how did that go?
And I tried to play your part. I said, well, all right, I'd like to spare you. It wasn't moving because, you know, they sense you're not moving. I'm not going to move, right?
Yes.
Right. The moment you move, they run because it's whether vibrations or what they use to sense danger. So I'm saying, here's the problem, and this is what Deborah Mark doesn't understand, but I'm explaining it to the cockroach.
I'm sure the cockroach.
You are not a sentient being the way I'm a sentient being. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you are not able to spare me the way I might spare you. You are just here, and your sense is to eat, reproduce, do what you have to do. Same thing with the lantern fly. Just wants to reproduce. Lay its eggs. That's it. It doesn't consider the fact that it's going to eat up all the U.S. crops and really destroy the livelihoods of many people, and people are way above insects. And that's the simple truth, cockroach. So you got to go because you're probably going to lay eggs in my house. I know it. And there's going to be 20 of you, 50 of you, 100 of you before long.
How long was this conversation, Ken?
It was a couple of minutes. Then I made my move and it ran into one of the cracks in the...
It's hiding from you now. Now it knows it has no chance of survival
after
your discussion.
It is disgustingly large.
Well, I killed a mosquito this morning.
Oh,
all right.
That's wonderful.
It was
mosquitoes, they carry all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. That's a West Nile virus.
Zika.
Zika, yeah.
Full disclosure.
Malaria.
I killed a fly today. I did.
You did?
I killed a fly last night.
Oh, did you go to church after that?
Yes, I did. I repented. But what I do try to do is grab the fly and take it outside. But the fly, I just couldn't. So I apologize. I had my own conversation with an insect, Ken. Not as long as yours. But I did say, I'm sorry. I said, I'm really, really sorry. But I did it real fast.
Wait, I didn't suffer. And you two think I'm nuts. But he's talking to a cockroach and you're talking to a fly.
Well, I was just trying to play the part of Deborah Mark and try to reason with it. And like, you're going to make a deal, not lay any eggs. So you'll be the only one in my house. I didn't get an answer.
I was going to say, that would be pretty scary if you did.
So I said, Bob, then I'm afraid the death penalty, and then I couldn't catch it. This is the second time I've tried it. I shouldn't even tell you this, but the other night, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I didn't even turn the light on, and I feel something crawl across my foot, and damn it, it's that cockroach.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was, yeah. That's how I first found him. This is like a week ago.
Oh, I'd move out of the house. If that happened to me, I'd move.
Oh, yeah, you have a bug phobia.
Terrible. I start screaming. I start standing on chairs. I do.
They tell this story a lot, but when I first met John Cobalt at that little radio station in Pennsylvania, you were working there on the weekend, and I just came to visit you, and you started screaming from the bathroom because it was a daddy long legs in like the shower tub, and you were just screaming.
I know.
You were hysterical. Get it. Get it. Get it.
You're serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He was hysterical. And I thought, this is somebody I want to get to know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well.
This is a crazy person. It's a daddy long legs. What could that do? You were horrified. I thought it was like a tarantula.
You were correct. I'm a crazy person.
Well, we know that now for sure.
We've established that, and you don't want to be here.
And I don't want to be here. So I wish somebody would squish me.
I was going to say, you come back as a cockroach and I'll squish you.
Rip my wings off.
Well, John, go wear one of your fancy Rolexes and go drive with your hand hanging out the window in some bad area. And then your wish will be somebody's.
You get battered, right?
Exactly. One of my fancy Rolexes. I don't own any watches. I don't have a watch.
Well, I'm saying it just so now you'll be a target.
He's got one wedding ring you can't get off his finger.
Oh, I know.
That's right. That's
what he's got. So your position still is to save the lantern fly. Okay,
what if we trap them almost like the fruit flies?
Trap them.
And then we transport them somewhere where they won't be so destructive.
If it gets here, because they like to go after grapes.
Yeah.
Fruit. Vineyards. Yes, and grapes are
destroy
big.
Destroy the wine industry. Wine country will be.
And we'll blame you, Deborah.
We'll revisit it because I'll have more time
to revisit it.
I gave her that word. She likes that word. Circle back is another stupid one.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
You can't get a continuance on this sort of thing.
Well,
You have to go out and kill.
Who says I can?
Her position hasn't changed. She wants to spare them.
I do.
I don't think it's doable.
Because I admitted that I had to kill a fly. But when you're talking about eradicating them, that's drastic to me.
Yes. Well, they're all
It's
bad.
Us or them. If they eat up all the crops, it's going to be a lot of jobs and a lot of food we don't have.
There's a way. There's a will.
And what's the point of keeping them?
I don't know, because I don't know much about the lantern fly.
Because they probably don't live that long. I'm sure they just reproduce at a rapid rate.
That's all they want to do, right?
But that's all. And then they eat the fruit and they kill the crops, and there's no reason for them to live.
I'll have to do more research.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Endless research project.
When we come back, it's probably, I guess, the big story. It's being covered beyond California, but CARB, the California Air Resources Board, did vote to ban the sale of new cars that are gas-powered beginning in the year 2035. It's going to be phased in. We'll give you a little more detail when we come back.
John and Ken Caffeine.
All right. Well, it's historic or it's hysterical. You take your pick. The California Air Resources Board made it official today. They voted on what Governor Dippity-Doo was gabbing about 2 years ago. We are not going to be able to sell in the state any new cars that are gasoline-powered. The 2035 deadline will be phased in over the years. It does allow for a 1/5 sale after 2035 to be plug-in hybrids that can run on batteries and gas. However, I think you have to get like 50-something miles a gallon with that formula there. Can't just be, when it switches to gas, it can't be inefficient. So something I looked up, because this came up yesterday during the show, a couple things. The charging station problem. Yeah, the charging station. California has anywhere between 70,000 and 80,000 charging stations, but they want 250,000 in just a few more years. They're way behind their goal of putting in charging stations. And one story I'm seeing says to do what this plan is laying out will require over 1 million charging stations. So when I looked up, because I was curious, I wondered how many gas stations are in the state of California. How many gas stations do you think there are, John Cobalt, in the state of California?
I don't know.
The number I have is from 2019. It's about 11,000. But then I realized there's a lot of pumps at a gas station. A charging station, I don't know if that refers to one charger, or when they say, 70,000 charging stations, I guess it could be one, two, three, it could be several.
I don't know. But the thing is, you pump gas, it takes about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So at a charging station, we're talking hours?
Yeah, there are superchargers that can do it in 30, 40, 45 minutes. But charger that people use... But you just wouldn't get a full charge. You just have to get enough to get where you're going. Keep doing that every day.
Every argument they present is either too expensive, too much trouble, not practical. Honestly, I don't see any, unless you got a lot of money for a Tesla, I don't see anything practical about an electric car in California right now.
There aren't a lot of them besides Tesla. But you look around, although you might not recognize some of the other, I mean, some of the major car companies do sell electric vehicles, but you probably don't recognize them as such. It looks like another Audi passing you by, but Audi does have an all-electric vehicle.
If you have a life or you're just piddling around town, but it would never work in my life. It wouldn't fit at all.
Not in your life, huh?
No.
Well, we established at the beginning of the show you want to end your life anyway, so.
No. Like I said, I didn't say that. I said I don't want to be here. I don't want to be on this planet.
So you'd be okay being on another planet?
Yes.
That's what you were saying?
That's exactly what I was saying.
That's how nuts he is. He thinks his options are better on another planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's just weird.
You don't think there's like a smarter civilization somewhere in the universe?
I really don't know.
Look at all the dumb crap news stories we go through every day. Just idiotic issues. People saying and doing things. Absurd, oppressive, stupid government, right? There's got to be a planet where people are intelligent, rational. They do the right thing. There has to be. I just want to go there.
The other aspect of this, by the way, supposedly Congress passed a bill, $5 billion for states to build charging stations every 50 miles along the interstate highways. But the other question is the energy grid. As we want to move the energy, I mean, the timing of this is weird because we're trying to move to all renewables, solar, wind,
because
they want to add all these electric cars.
There is nothing in this that's not fantasy. This is what I'm talking about. This is fantasy virtue signaling.
You think this will be as bad as, I think it was the 1990s when they first started talking about this and they built charging stations that are now dust? You always like to point to these old signs say charging station.
I go back there
and I think it's nothing but rotted wood. And
I read a comment today in the LA Times comment section after this story. And I don't know if this is true. And I didn't have time to research it. But one of the people writing said in the Phoenix Gazette in 1971, there was a story about California phasing out gas-powered cars by 1975.
I've never heard that before. What year was that?
In 1971.
That's only four years.
Right. So that's really loony. I didn't have time. I mean, there actually is a site that archives old Phoenix Gazettes, but, you know, it takes some time and money. Yes. But I'm going to do it.
You're sure that isn't the Babylon Bee? No.
There was a lot
sarcasm.
Of
sarcasm.
There was a lot of futuristic stuff always written. There was a lot of, I think futuristic.
I know, but was that a real California government policy? Was that just one wacko environmental nut saying we should do that by 1975?
He didn't have a link to the article, so that's why I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I do remember as a kid them insisting, you know, global cooling was going to happen. A terrible ice age was going to hit. There was a guy, we've talked about him, Dr. Paul Ehrlich, who was on television all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid. And he was pretty much said by the year 2000, you know, all the crops were going to be gone and the earth was going to be uninhabitable. I remember seeing about 15 years ago, the LA Times writing a gigantic story that we've hit peak oil, that oil production is now going to go down. We've hit it. And, of course, then they discovered fracking a short time later, and oil production went considerably upwards. So I have spent my life tracking all these claims and all the hype, especially when it comes to tech and futuristic stuff. And it gets people excited. You know, ever since Star Trek or the Jetsons, people get excited about this stuff. Very little of it comes to pass. The stuff that does come to pass, nobody saw coming. I don't think anybody saw the internet coming. But all the stuff about transportation, we have the same transportation system in LA that we had, you know, 80 years ago. It's people driving cars. Nothing's changed.
No. I mean, they've added a couple of pathetic subway lines. That's about it.
Yeah.
Something that also popped up in the last few months. It's kind of complicated. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I don't know if you've seen stories, John, on the idea of carbon capture.
Yes. sucking
carbon
the,
capture, explained here simply, emissions are routed through a vessel with a liquid solvent, which essentially absorbs the carbon dioxide. The solvent has to be heated up in a second tower to remove the CO2, where it's then routed for underground storage. And I saw like a diagram in the El Segundo Times a few weeks ago about how the CO2 is like stored underground. I don't know what happens to it long term. One other story I'm reading says it can help achieve a 14% reduction. It's the only practical way to achieve deep decarbonization in the industrial sector.
How much room is there underground?
It says you can store it safely for hundreds of thousands of years. Right now, though, it's barely used anywhere on the planet.
I just don't accept any of these claims. These are theoretical claims. Who has stored carbon dioxide anywhere for any length of time? None of this has been done. None of this is proven. You can try experimentally, but doesn't it sound like a better avenue
to explore than all this craziness about trying to get people completely off of fossil fuels?
I don't care how committed you are to this cult, and that's what it is. There is no chance that humans are going to bring down the climate's temperature over the next 100 years.
There is not.
There's nothing Californians are going to do about it.
And we go back to India and China.
And
they have no interest in this.
You're not going to crack India and China. And they're 2.5 billion people, and we're 300 million. We're 40 million in California.
But what's funny about that is that it's China that's lining up all the lithium production and wants to make a lot of money off of electric vehicle production.
No, we're going to be at the mercy of China. So
the batteries.
It's not going to work. We don't have an electrical grid, and we don't have charging stations. So this is all a waste of time. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And people aren't going to buy it in great numbers. In fact, even the LA Times story admits that consumers don't go along, that's going to be big problems. And that's going to be the breaking point. What if people don't buy the electric cars? Because this is a mandate on auto manufacturers.
Yeah, they can continue to buy used cars that are not electric.
Right.
You can do that.
I mean, I'll just buy an extra car and store it in my garage.
Right,
but there's no way I'm met. If the system stays as it is, and it will, they're still not going to have an enhanced electrical grid, a massively enhanced grid. They're still not going to have charging stations that are plentiful and reliable, and you're still not going to be lowering the Earth's temperature, the atmosphere's temperature. This is all a complete,
fantasy. You think?
Yes, a fantasy. That's a waste of time. And they don't look. They don't have any answers to this. And you notice none of these. The LA Times isn't even calling anybody up in government to say, okay, how are you going to do this? How are you going to prove you're going to do this? Don't tell me about your goals. How do you do this? Where's the money? Who's the manufacturer? When are you going to install them? There's none of that.
All right, we'll have more on this later on in the show.
Alex
Stone, reporter, ABC reporter for KFI, will talk to us more about this CARB decision. More coming up.
Johnny Ken, KFI.
The Moist Line is charging back tomorrow. You can still leave a message. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. The toll-free number is 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. This just in, a man has pled guilty to smuggling reptiles in his pants from Mexico into the United States. They found 60 reptiles in small bags, which I guess were taped to this man's body as he tried to smuggle them into the United States. I guess they're mostly living. He must have been a big guy. I'm looking at the pictures of these bags.
I heard they found
baby crocodiles, Yucatan box turtles, Mexican bearded lizards.
All in his pants?
But he had them in bags. So they were taped to his legs under his big pants.
All right, but they're still in his pants there.
They would. I imagine he had very wide pants.
He must have looked ridiculous.
And they'd be squirming around. That's probably why he got caught.
I heard a few of them are dead.
That's probably going to happen.
I've heard
He's
of a trouser.
He's pled guilty to 2 counts of smuggling goods.
I've heard of a trouser snake, but 63 of them?
Oh, very good. He's been doing this for 6 years. He pled guilty to smuggling more than 1,700 wild animals and creatures into the United States.
Can you imagine living like that? I mean, that's what you do.
They go for big bucks.
You smuggle snakes and alligators in your pants. try to sneak into the country.
There's a market for everything. Now, the El Segundo Times, boy, there isn't a topic that they wouldn't assign a reporter to as long as it's the underserved community. So the story this week brings us back to my favorite name. Twice in 1 week, two different stories, we have someone who was interviewed by the name of Soma Snake Oil.
Her again?
Remember she did the story with the injection sites, John, earlier in the week?
Well, yeah,
the injection sites?
She was handing out, needles and Narcan
and
to
supplies
people?
And Narcan to people at homeless encampments and other places.
But she's being profiled again?
She's mentioned. It's about sex workers and monkeypox.
Oh, God, that story. Holy Jesus. That, you know.
Do you have to say holy Jesus?
I mean, can you think?
They're in a quandary.
Sex workers with monkeypox.
Because their job requires contact. What are they going to do if they get monkeypox?
I have an idea. Get another line of work. All right,
they have.
People, no, that's not true.
Makes it sound like this is how they have to make they have to make a living.
There's 11 million job openings. All right, there's 11 million.
They don't
of them.
Pay as well
In fact,
as this.
The bakery,
you can make $100 an hour or more, probably as a sex worker.
The bakery I go to around the corner from my house, they have openings, full time positions.
$15 wide.
You do not have to have sex with people infected with monkeypox.
Well, that is the risk.
There's other ways. It's like coal miners, you know? A lot of them quit because of they didn't want to get black lung. You know, some professions aren't worth it. I don't know. I'm supposed to feel sorry for people who have weird sex the number one way to avoid monkeypox is don't have sex.
Number two is to get the vaccine, but they don't have enough of it.
Well,
existing supplies can only fully vaccinate about 5% of the estimated at-risk population.
Then go back to number one.
Now, again, most of the monkeypox cases, 98% in fact, in L.A., are in men, and it's generally gay and bisexual men.
Right, who are having sex with strangers.
But they're concerned that this is going to jump over to the sex worker population, which includes, obviously, women.
Well, don't sex worker population. These are prostitutes. Okay? Here's another one. Don't have sex with a prostitute. They might have had sex with a monkeypox victim. That's how you stay away from it. Not hard to do. Don't call her up or him up or whatever. Don't call. You don't get monkeypox. It's impossible.
Soma says most people, especially the unhoused, are doing sex work for survival. They just can't stop doing sex work because a disease comes around.
No. Survival? No. They can get a job at the bakery. Yes, they can.
If they come in the door looking unhoused, maybe not. If there's a background check and they got a criminal record, maybe not. People aren't going to hire people that.
Some people aren't, but some people
unhoused
will.
Profile.
You know what? You can get a job in a warehouse. They'll hire.
No.
Yeah. So you don't have to do this. I don't feel sorry for people who make choices that are dangerous or stupid. You go around sleeping with strangers who might be infected with weird diseases. And monkeypox is a really weird disease, all right? It's 100% avoidable. So what's with all the moaning going on at the LA Times every 3 days?
Oh, it's amazing what groups they cover that they give so much enabling positive coverage to because they're unheard. They're the unheard.
Wait, no. Actually, they're overheard, all right? There's too much. They talk too much. They're too loud. They never take a break. They're always talking. Well, this is like Darwinism, survival. If you know something you could catch is going to make you very sick or kill you, don't do it, right? It's not that hard. You know, don't walk in front of buses. Oh, I'm trying to express myself. Well, you're going to be a pizza, so don't walk in front of buses.
Yeah, the lap dancers are worried here because there's skin-to-skin contact doing that.
Again, don't do that.
There's always a layer of touchers. Says divine and exotic dancer working in L.A.
Human beings are disgusting. Ooh. We carry all kinds of diseases, all right? I mean, the worst of it is the monkeypox or whatever. But there's all kinds of infections. I mean, sexually transmitted diseases, there's a list from here to the end of the room, all right? All these people are always getting chlamydia, or they're getting gonorrhea, or they're getting syphilis, or you know, they've got all kinds of weird lesions.
It's like, this is God's way to tell you to watch out.
Well, it's like,
don't get carried away.
Don't do that. Have sex with somebody you know. Somebody who's clean. You know their name. You know their hygiene habits. And, you know, this is just, it disgusts me, really. It just disgusts me to think of all the different diseases you can pick up with all, and plus, some of these people, are, you know, they're having sex with really real, I mean, weirdos.
Well, yes.
Or, I mean, really dysfunctional.
Often the desperate have to seek out sex workers.
Wait, is desperate? Nobody was more desperate, you know, than, you know, when we were all 19 years old. But we didn't have sex with monkeypox people.
All right. Coming up after 3 o'clock, this story comes up in the John and Ken Show. Every now and then, we're going to talk to a woman who wrote to us. Her father passed away, and they're trying to sell his house, but the tenant won't leave. And thanks to California's over-the-top tenant protections, it's a very difficult task to get that tenant out so they can sell the house, because they don't need it in the family anymore. When the father passed away, they don't need it to cover his expenses. So we'll talk to her after 3.
John and Ken Show.
Yeah, we're going to explore the mess that is that of the landlord or the homeowner after 3 o'clock, a woman who only wants to go by her first name, and you'll understand why, cannot get the tenant out of the house that her father lived in. Her father passed away, and the family would like to sell the home, and thanks to California's over-the-top tenant protection laws, dealing with rent payment and eviction, it's like an impossible task. We will talk to her.
I don't understand why you can't sell the home.
Because that would result in you evicting the tenant.
Yeah, but it's your home, and if somebody else buys it, it's not the tenant's
California
home.
Wants people not to be homeless. They protect
no,
them.
No, I understand. I'm just saying legally, if you're owning a home, how could that be superseded by?
Well, if you have a lease agreement with somebody and the lease runs out, then you can say you're out. I'm selling this house. Now, if it's a month-to-month thing, I don't know how that works.
No, they gave him 60 days notice. Well, we'll find out. That's why we're going to have her on.
Good point. Thank you.
Figure this out. It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Well, you can ask all the questions you want with our guests.
I'm going to.
All right. You're very inquisitive mind.
Well, yeah, everybody wants to know. If we're going to bring this up, we've got to explain it all.
We're now going to talk about the unluckiest man on the planet. Honestly, yes. He got the trifecta. A 36-year-old man from Italy went to Spain on holiday, and, he had a lot of unprotected sex with other men. Mm. Comes back home, he's not feeling too good. Fever, sore throat, headaches. 9 days after returning. So he decides to go for the tests. I did say trifecta, didn't I? COVID-19, monkeypox, and HIV. All 3.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the second time you've seen
honestly.
Jesus in 10 minutes.
I mean, wait.
That is really...
Is a climax worth all that?
I
mean, it lasts for what? Like a split second.
He went to an ER after getting small, painful blisters over his body after this trip.
Oh, come on. He needs new friends.
This comes from the Journal of Infection, which I read daily.
Infection. Oh, I want to subscribe to that. You imagine the material we can find? No, he's really sleeping with dirty people here, huh?
He goes to the ER and he first tests positive for COVID-19. Then, as I mentioned, these painful blisters pop up and there's pictures and it's pretty awful. They realize to test him for monkeypox, and then eventually he finds out that he's got HIV. He did test negative some time ago, September. He did test for HIV, it was negative, so it looks like he may have picked up all these things on this adventure in Spain.
What's the point of this? Is this what you do with your life? Pleasuring your body parts and collecting infections? Is there any higher calling than that? Or is that it?
The odds of this were not very good.
Just
but
that
wow.
Momentary,
He might have had a better chance winning the big lotto prize.
I don't know.
I'm looking at this
chart. He needs to make new choices.
Right. This is, oh, I guess this is a chart. Yeah. June 20th, travel from Spain. That's day zero. On day nine, symptoms onset. Headache, fatigue, sore throat, fever. Then we move to July 2nd, positive SARS-CoV swab. July 6th, swab positive for monkeypox virus.
Well, that's a lot
at
of
this
swabs.
Point, he has, and that's how they have it on the chart, crusts and pustules.
Stop.
Rash and what are vesicles? I have to look that one up. Vesicles.
I don't know.
That also showed up on his chart here.
They probably ooze.
Then SARS-CoV test is confirmed. The HIV infection diagnosis. We move to July 13th. Negative SARS-CoV. Oh, there's something good. Right?
Oh, here you go. A vesicle is like a blister. A thin-walled sac filled with a fluid.
Oh. All right. Well, what does it say? What kind of shape is he in now? I wonder. Since this is a month ago.
I don't know.
I just hope
I don't run into him.
Apparently, he previously also had syphilis. Not that.
That's did he really?
Apparently so.
There's got to be another way in life.
And another story. It's kind of a disappointment. Maybe remember the bodies that are showing up in Lake Mead because of the drought.
Yes.
Several skeletal remains have been found. The first to be identified is not a mob member. Sorry. It's a 42-year-old man who supposedly drowned 20 years ago. He apparently jumped from a boat August of 2002. But they had never found his body. Now they did. And the tests from the remains do confirm that it's a 42-year-old man by the name of Thomas Ernt, who lives in Las Vegas.
He jumped just to dive into the water.
It doesn't say whether or not he went missing and was presumed drowned. They actually did put an obituary back then in the paper.
I hope Lake Mead dries up entirely. I think it'd be fascinating to find everything that's floated to the bottom and all the mob hits and all the crazy people.
How come these downpours that Vegas had, it's not getting to Lake Mead? It's not that far away. I mean, these downpours, remember the strip got flooded and the casinos and the floor?
Yeah, I guess it's... Yeah,
can
but
they
then
get
it's,
water out of that?
Then it's 112 the next day.
Everything dries up, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think the evaporation rate is exceeding the precipitation.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine. She wrote to the John and Ken show. My father passed away last June. We inherited his house. When he advised the tenants that we were going to sell the home and gave 60-day notice, they would not leave. And then they wanted $15,000 to leave the property.
Extortionists.
We refused that.
That's a crime. These are criminals.
They said we can't pay the rent due to COVID. I guess that's
no
the
COVID.
That's the well. It's the it's allowing tenants that they don't have to pay rent. We are now a year later after my dad has died and still can't get them out. Now they want $40,000 to leave.
This is why I would never, I never want to own and rent property.
Now, the state, I think, ended the eviction ban, but the county, and that's where I think she's in LA County, did not. I think it goes further into the year. We'll talk to Catherine coming up after the news.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. today.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.